This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Palestinian envoy on Friday criticized Western states for supporting Ukraine by calling out Russia's violations of international law while stopping short of naming what he said were breaches by Israel against Palestinians in Gaza.
I should like to address myself to those who call themselves the free world.
يجب عليكم أن تعملوا من أجل وقف إطلاق النار وشلال الدم.
You have to do your utmost to stop the bloodshed and to reach a ceasefire.
Palestinian ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Ibrahim Karachi, was speaking alongside more than 40 ambassadors to observe a minute of silence for thousands of civilian deaths in Gaza since the start of Israeli bombardments more than a month ago. The Israeli attacks by air, land, and sea were triggered by deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th that killed 1,400. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she and her Chinese counterpart have agreed to work toward a, quote, healthy economic relationship during 2 days of talks that she said helped lay the groundwork for a productive meeting next week between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Yellen said many disagreements remain between the two countries, but she and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng committed to working together, quote, on global challenges from debt issues to climate change related economic issues. And both countries, she said, quote, welcome the objective of a healthy economic relationship that provides a level playing field for companies and workers in both countries and benefits the two people. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Increasingly violent protests led by right-wing demonstrators have rocked Madrid in recent days. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener says it's over a widely unpopular deal between Spain's acting prime minister and Catalan separatists.
The controversial deal will grant amnesty to separatist activists who attempted an illegal breakaway in 2017. In exchange, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez will get their support, paving the way for him to remain in power. But opposition leaders described it as giving into blackmail by independence leaders and a sign the country was veering back to a dictatorship. The separatist party's founder, Carles Puigdemont, who has been living in exile in Belgium and faces charges as a leader of Catalonia during the drive to secede, hailed the agreement as a change of narrative.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. Students from Karak University in Kenya's Rift Valley have developed a method for turning grass into flour. They then fortify it for human consumption. Juma Majunga reports new flour can replace maize.
We hold in our hands a record-breaking contract.
Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says
that flour can replace maize in the common Kenyan dish, ugali, at a time when many families are struggling with the high cost of living.
Considering the prices of maize flour, which is the staple food in Kenya, it has actually risen with above 50%, and we find that most people cannot be able to afford.
EcoStarch flour is made by converting grass to edible flour through enzymatic processes. The students have mostly been using Bermuda grass, but say any species of grass can work. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Kabarak University, Kenya.
The Board of Hollywood Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has voted to approve the deal with studios that ended their nearly four-month strike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We hold in our hands a record-breaking contract.
Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says the studios, represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, deserves credit too.
I want to thank the AMPTP for recognizing the gravity of this historic and seminal negotiation and meeting the moment.
The three-year contract next goes to a vote of union members, but actors need not wait for ratification to start acting again.
We began this journey, the largest entertainment union in the world, and we finish it the most powerful.
I'm Ben Thomas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Alexis Strope.